This episode of the Good Health Podcast is brought to you by W Wellness, my go-to online store for practitioner-quality supplements. W Wellness is all about quality you can trust. Every product is carefully curated, third-party tested, and made in therapeutic doses. So you know you're getting exactly what your body needs without the fillers or the fluff. To help you get started, I've put together a free nutritionist-recommended supplements guide with my top picks for different health goals, all available from W Wellness. And of course, you can use my code Nicole20. You can download the guide right now for free via the link in the show notes and start building your supplement toolkit with confidence. Now let's jump straight into this week's episode.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Good Health Podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that I know is close to many of your hearts and also to your wallets, and that is supplements. Now, I know most of you listening already take supplements. Some of you might have a little morning routine with a few essentials. Others might have a kitchen cupboard that looks like a mini health shop. And some of you, well, you've probably tried all the things over the years because someone you trust recommended them or you saw a headline that said it could be the magic fix. Here's the thing. The supplement industry is a bit like the Wild West. There are incredible products out there that can really help to transform your health. But there also is a lot of noise, a lot of marketing hype, and honestly, some questionable practices. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. We're going to bust some myths, talk about what really makes a supplement worth taking, and lift the lid on what's going on behind the scenes in the industry, including some big pharma moves you might not know about. My goal is that by the end of this episode, you'll feel completely confident about how to choose the right supplements for you and maybe rethink a few of those that are in your cupboard right now. So let's get started. Let's jump in to a few myths and misconceptions because there are some beliefs around supplements that just keep coming back, no matter how many times they get debunked. So myth number one, if it's sold in a health shop, it must be good. I really wish this was true. I really do. But here's the reality. Supplements aren't regulated in the same way as prescription medications. In many countries, companies don't have to prove their products to do what they claim before they sell them. So labels might list an impressive sounding amount of ingredients, but unless the company does third-party testing, there's no guarantee the product actually contains what it says or that it's free from contaminants. And even in the big high street stores, you'll find products with low doses, poor quality forms of nutrients, or unnecessary fillers. It's not that they're all bad, you just can't assume that health shop means high quality. Myth number two, more is better. We've all been tempted by this one. You read that vitamin C is good for immunity, so you think, well, if 500 milligrams is good, 5,000 must be even better, right? Unfortunately, nutrients don't work like that. There's a sweet spot for most vitamins and minerals, and going over it can actually cause side effects or even harm. For example, too much zinc can actually suppress your immune system, yet we're usually taking zinc to help support our immune system. Too much zinc can also throw off your copper levels. And this is because nutrients usually are balanced with another nutrient, so overcompensating in one can lead us to low levels in another. More isn't always better. It's about the right dose for your needs. Myth number three, natural means safe. This one's tricky because I'm a huge advocate, obviously, for using natural food-based, plant-based solutions where possible. But natural doesn't automatically mean harmless. So think about it. Arsenic is a natural product. Poison ivy is a natural thing. In supplements, dose still matters and interactions with medications or other nutrients can still occur. It's really important to remember that some supplements interact with medication, with illnesses and conditions, or with other supplements. This is why, as a registered and certified practitioner, we train so heavily in drug and nutrient safety. As a registered nutritional therapist, as I am, we have to take a Viva examination before we get our registration on this safety. That's how important it is. So not everything you see recommended by an influencer is necessarily going to be right for you or indeed safe for you. Myth number four, one size fits all, supplements work for everyone. This is a big one in the wellness world. You see a list of, you know, top supplements for stress and think, great, I'll take all of those. But our bodies are all individual. Genetics, gut health, age, lifestyle, underlying conditions, all of these things affect how we absorb and use nutrients. So what works brilliantly for your friend could make no difference for you, or even worse, could actually make you feel worse. So we can't have a one-size-fits-all approach. Myth number 5, if you eat well, you don't need supplements. Now, in an ideal world, this would be true. But our food system has changed dramatically. Nutrient levels in fruit and veg have declined over the past decades because of soil depletion. Add in modern stress, pollution, long working hours, and it really is harder than ever to get everything you need from diet alone. Supplements aren't a replacement for food, but they can fill the gaps that our modern lifestyle creates. So busting these myths is really important because they shape the way that we spend our money and our energy. And when it comes to supplements, I really want you investing in things that truly make a difference. All right, so now that we've broken down some of the big myths, let's talk about quality. Because not all supplements are created equal. And this is where the difference between wasting your money and getting a life-changing result often lies. So when I talk about quality, the first thing I think about is where the raw ingredients are coming from. Are they grown or produced in environments that are free from heavy metals, pesticides, and other contaminants? Are they harvested sustainably? High quality brands will know exactly where their raw materials are sourced, and they'll have documentation to prove it. They'll also test their products for purity and potency, ideally through independent third-party labs, not just in-house. Third-party testing is so important because it means an unbiased lab has verified that what's on the label is actually in the bottle and that nothing else is lurking in there. So cheaper brands often skip this step, or they'll do minimal internal testing and call it a day. But the marketing that you see is that it has been tested. And here's the thing, contamination isn't actually rare. Independent analyses have found heavy metals like lead or arsenic in some protein powders and in herbal products. So when you think you're taking something to improve your health, that's the last thing that you want. The next big piece is dosage. This is one of the biggest differences you'll notice between something that you can grab at a supermarket or a big box store and something that you'll find in a practitioner's clinic or a specialist health retailer. Many of the supplements we provide are practitioner only, meaning they can only be given out by a practitioner. You can't just buy them in a shop. Or we've really looked into them to make sure that they've got the right strength and dosages within them. Many retail supplements contain minimum dose required for a nutrient claim on the label. So just listen to that again. Many retail supplements will contain minimum dose required for a nutrient claim on the label, not the amount that's actually been shown in research to have a therapeutic effect on you. Why do they do that? Because they want to make it as cheap as possible. It's as cheap as possible for them to produce, but it's not as effective for you as it should be. And this is often the problem when we hear people say, oh, I took that supplement and it doesn't work. So for example, let's take vitamin D. Most supermarket tablets maybe have 400 IU in them, which may help you avoid deficiency if you're in good health, but it isn't anywhere near enough to correct a deficiency or to support optimal immune function in most adults. Therapeutic doses, which are typically prescribed and monitored by a practitioner, are often significantly higher and tailored to individual blood levels. So yes, higher quality often does mean higher price point, but if you're paying for the form that does the job, that's what you need. So next, we have to look at bioavailability. It's not just about what you take, it's about what you can absorb. Bioavailability is one of those words that sound complicated, but it really just means how much of this nutrient that is in this supplement can your body actually use? Different forms of the same nutrient can be absorbed at very different rates. Let's take magnesium as an example. Magnesium oxide is cheap to produce and you'll see it everywhere, but it's poorly absorbed and likely to cause digestive upset. Magnesium glycinate or citrate are better absorbed and often better tolerated. It's the same with B vitamins. Methylated forms of folate, like methylfolate, are better for those with certain genetic variations compared to something like a folic acid. And this is why form matters just as much as dose. A low quality form of a nutrient might look impressive on the label, but actually deliver very little into your cells. And that's where it does the work. And then finally, we have to look at those extras. So the fillers. Supplements need certain ingredients to hold them together. But some companies pack products with unnecessary fillers, binders, or artificial colors and sweeteners. While this might not make them harmful for most people, they can cause reactions in sensitive individuals, so including those for people with like autoimmune diseases. And they take up space that could otherwise be used for more of the active ingredient that you actually want. When you're reading a label, look at the short list of ingredients and avoid anything that doesn't serve a clear purpose. Now, there will be some things in there. As we said, that supplement's got to be held together. What we don't want is a big, long list of fillers. If you see something that you don't recognize on that ingredient list, ask yourself, is it there to help me? Is it there because it's needed in the supplement? Or is it just there to make manufacturing easier or the product look more appealing on the shelf? So in short, when I say high quality supplements, I'm talking about products that are transparently sourced, properly tested, in a form that your body can use and at a dose that actually makes a difference without any unnecessary extras. These are the products that are worth your money, and they are the ones that will give you the results that you are looking for. Before we get into some of the behind-the-scenes truths about the supplement industry, I want to quickly share a resource I personally trust and recommend. You've heard me talk today about the importance of supplement quality, things like proper sourcing, third-party testing, and using nutrient forms your body can actually absorb. W Wellness ticks all of those boxes. They stock a carefully curated range of practitioner-quality supplements that I recommend to my patients and use myself. Every product they carry is third-party tested, made in therapeutic doses and free from unnecessary fillers or artificial colours. Exactly what we've been talking about in this episode. To make it even easier for you, I've put together a free nutritionist-recommended supplement guide that lists my top picks for different health goals, all available from W Wellness. And if you do want to shop on W Wellness, you can use my code NICOLE20. You can grab the free guide via the link in the show notes, and it's the perfect companion to everything we've covered today. All right, so now speaking of what's going on behind the scenes, let's get back into this week's episode and talk about some of the big moves in the supplement world that might surprise you. Now let's lift the curtain a little on what's actually going on in the supplement industry, because it's fascinating. It's a little bit political, and it's something that most consumers aren't always aware of. First of all, supplements are big business. The global supplement market was valued at over $170 billion last year, and it's projected to keep growing rapidly. And whenever there's that much money in a space, you can bet that large corporations are paying attention. One of the more surprising, or maybe not so surprising, trends in recent years has been large pharmaceutical companies buying up supplement brands. On the surface, this can seem like a good thing. Bigger companies have more resources for research, more money for marketing, and the ability to get products onto shelves in more countries. But here's the flip side. When a publicly traded company takes over, the number one priority is shareholder profit. And this can mean cost-cutting measures, like switching to cheaper ingredient sources, reducing doses, or dropping third-party testing to save money. It can also mean products get reformulated without clear communication to consumers, or that the company starts focusing on mass market appeal over practitioner quality standards. This isn't to say that all pharma-owned brands are bad. Some have maintained high standards. But as a consumer, it's worth keeping an eye on who actually owns the brand you're buying from. Often, family-owned brands with rigorous standards are the best option. Then we have to think about the marketing machine. The supplement industry is a master at it. Think about it. The influencer with the perfectly styled kitchen shelf, full of beautifully packaged powders, the celebrity who swears by the daily collagen drink, the glossy ads promising more energy, better skin, deeper sleep. And here's the thing, many of these endorsements are paid. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's rarely obvious. And sometimes those promoting the products don't have any qualifications to assess the safety or the efficacy. They're simply working with a brand on a campaign. In fact, more often than not, the influencers and the celebrities are not actually taking that supplement that they're promoting. Now, as a registered practitioner, we sometimes work with brands. There's nothing wrong with that. And I do get it. I do it myself because I get discounts for patients, which then is just going to benefit them. But when I recommend things, I'm recommending things that are right for them because I have that knowledge as a registered practitioner to be able to support them, to be able to assess their health, have the correct training to know who I'm working with, research the brands, and assess and only work with brands that I truly believe in and where it's safe for me to do so. I've tried them myself. So there's nothing wrong with somebody working with a brand. What you've got to be careful of is looking into that. Are they actually qualified? Do they know what they are recommending? Are they looking at who that product is for? Or are they just being paid to do a campaign? What you want to watch is the more influencer-led branding, where things are recommended for everyone with little to no knowledge. I've seen celebrities with thyroid conditions, for example, pushing supplements that they shouldn't be taking with Hashimoto's, for example. But everyone knows that they've got Hashimoto's and that they're now pushing this supplement, so they start taking it, assuming that it's safe for Hashimoto's. And that's a potentially very, very dangerous. So it's definitely something that you need to be aware of. Now, if you're feeling a little inspired to do an audit of what's in your cupboard, or you want to make sure that your next purchases are truly worth it, I've put together a free handout for you, my Nutritionist Recommended Supplements Guide. Inside, you'll find my personal top picks across different health areas. All of them will be available through W Wellness. And of course, you can use my code NICOLE20 to get a discount on there. plus a quick label reading cheat sheet so you can spot high quality products in seconds. You can grab it via the link in the show notes. It's completely free and it's a great companion to everything that we've covered today. Now, the next thing is this gray area that we get with health claims. Supplement companies are heavily restricted in what they can officially claim that a product will do. They can't say it cures or treats a disease, but marketing teams have become experts at using very suggestive language. Things like supports heart health or boosts immunity, which sounds very powerful, but actually is pretty vague. It's up to you as the consumer to dig deeper, or me as the practitioner to do that for you, and ask, what's the evidence for that claim? Is it based on actual human studies, or is it just lab data or animal research? For me, one of the most important factors in choosing a brand is a company's ethos. Do they make decisions based on science and integrity or purely on what's trending? Are they transparent about sourcing and testing? Can you actually speak to someone knowledgeable if you have questions about the product? I always encourage my patients to look for brands that are value-driven, that invest in research and that prioritize transparency. Because in an industry this big, with so many financial interests at play, those qualities are gold. And this is why I partner with companies like W Wellness, because there's a lot of noise out there. And actually, it takes a lot of time to look into this. So if you've got a company that you can trust, that you know is doing that for you and is looking into those brands and doing the research, that's going to save you a huge amount of effort. The bottom line is this: the supplement industry can offer incredibly powerful tools for health, but it's also an industry, and industries follow money. The more informed you are about what's happening behind the scenes, the better choices you can make. So we've covered the myths, we've talked about what makes a supplement truly high quality, and we've had a little peek behind the curtain at what's going on in the industry. Now I want to leave you with something really simple, because while this can be a big topic, the way you choose supplements doesn't have to be complicated. I use what I call my three-step filter for making smart supplement decisions. So step one, know your need. Don't just take something because it's trending or because a friend swears by it or because you've seen an influencer with it or because it's just popped up on your Instagram feed so many times. Ideally, get tested or at least have a clear idea of why you are taking something. I can't tell you how many patients come to me and we go through the supplements. I say, why are you taking this? And they don't know. They've just seen that it's good for health. Are you correcting a deficiency? Are you supporting recovery from illness? Are you targeting a specific health goal? When you know your why, you can choose more effectively and avoid the kitchen cupboard graveyard of half-used bottles. This is something else that companies like W Wellness are doing well. They now offer some finger prick testing, for example, for vitamin D, so you can assess your levels and then get on the right dose of your supplement. Step two, check the label. Look at the actual ingredients, not just the front of the packaging. Check the form of the nutrient. Is it one that your body can absorb well? Check the dose. Is it meaningful? Is it a therapeutic amount or just a sprinkling? And look at those extras. Are there fillers, binders, artificial colors and sweeteners that you don't want? If the label isn't clear or it takes you 20 minutes of squinting to find the information, that's definitely a red flag. Step three, know the brand. Do a quick bit of background checking. Who owns the company? Where are their ingredients sourced? Do they test for purity and potency? Is the ethos about integrity and science or purely about marketing trends? I love brands that are transparent and will actually answer questions if you reach out. If you run every supplement through those three filters, know your need, check your label, know the brand, you'll automatically avoid most of the pitfalls in the industry and spend your money where it will genuinely benefit your health. Or use a practitioner or a company who are doing that for you. And remember, supplements are just that. They supplement a good diet and lifestyle. They don't replace sleep. They don't replace fresh, nutrient-rich food. They don't replace stress management. They are there to help alongside those things. They're the icing on the cake, but you've still got to bake that cake. Most importantly, don't forget, you can always work with a practitioner, and that is the safest way to get on the best supplements for you. At the Good Health Clinic, we offer a 15-minute supplement check where we listen to you, your health concerns and goals, and after the consult, we'll send you a link to your basket so you can purchase the recommended supplements. So I hope that today's episode has given you a new perspective on the world of supplements. We've busted some of those common myths, we've talked about what really makes a product worth your time and your money, and we've taken a little peek at what's happening behind the scenes of the industry. If you only take one thing away from today, let it be this: quality matters more than quantity. And being an informed and intentional consumer is the best way to make sure the supplements you choose actually support your health in the way you want them to. If you've enjoyed this episode and you're looking forward to more of them, make sure that you've subscribed to the podcast or that you've joined our newsletter, all linked in the show notes below this episode. Until then, take care of yourselves, choose wisely, and I'll see you next time on the Good Health Podcast.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.